Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on Friday, June the 9th. And I just wanted to talk to you about something that crossed my mind. I think two of the most damaging and untrue words in the human vocabulary are always and never. Let me tell you what I think. I watched a video with an instructor who was saying that the Kubotan, a small metal cylinder, is useless as a weapon. Now, I could go into that in detail, and as a matter of fact, I think I'm actually going to put a video out regarding my thoughts about that, but that's later. He was basically saying that there are no ways in which a Kubotan, that's K-U-B-U-T-A-N, for those of you who are wondering, could be effective in a real fight. And the Kubotan is not a new weapon. It's been out for decades, centuries, maybe in some shape or form. And I thought about 10 different ways that it could be used in a real self-defense situation. The instructor was going on about how it'd be better to use a tactical knife or a tactical pen, all these things. But he did not address the fact that if you've been practicing using a Kubotan, you can actually use a similarly shaped object in the same way, like an ink pen or a pencil, or for you women out there, or heck, men, no sexism here, a makeup or a lipstick tube. He completely overlooked the many uses for this weapon from both standing and ground applications. Now, I am always skeptical immediately when somebody says something never works. In the mixed martial arts world, despite zillions of instances to the contrary, they're under the firm belief that front kicks of the front snap kick variety, not the front teep kick from Muay Thai, didn't work. And then what happened? Anderson Silva knocked out Vitor Belfort with the front kick. I believe Travis Brown knocked out Alistair Overeem with the front kick. Lyoto Machida knocked out Randy Couture with the jumping switch front kick. And most recently knocked out Vitor Belfort with the front snap kick. So to say that something never works is just asinine. Along the same token, to say that something always works is equally dangerous. I've seen many self-defense classes where the instructor assumes at the end that the assailant doesn't know anything about fighting, and they say things like, well, all you have to do is this. No, it's hardly ever all you have to do. So I'm basically saying that the words always and never, try to remove them from your martial arts vocabulary as it pertains to training, as it pertains to learning. Otherwise, I think you're selling yourself short. Anyhow, I'd love to hear from you guys and gals. Is there something that you think always works or never works? If there is, I'd be more than happy to investigate it, explore it, work with it. And if you think it always works, I'll find a way to disprove that. Not because I'm mad at you, but because I love you and I'm trying to help you grow. And if you say that something never works, I'm going to try to find a way to make it work for you in a practical way because I love you and I'm thinking about you. Anyway, check me out on martialartsoakland.com, Anthony Thomas Martial Arts on YouTube, and you guys have a fantastic day, evening, and weekend. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.